The 2-year pilot program will study best methods and cost-effective ways to maintain the city's parks without using herbicides and pesticides. City Council approved the change this week. Councilwoman Naomi Duer says they decided to pursue the project after hearing from concerned residents.
So we want to grow our grass organically, we may be pulling weeds manually, and we're going to be implementing techniques that will help strengthen the soil so that the soil itself will be able to resist the impacts of weeds, drought, disease.
Each of the 12 designated parks will have a pesticide-free sign posted at its entrance. Barbara Bennett Park and Wingfield Park downtown are included in the pilot program. 10 others were selected by the city's neighborhood advisory boards. The city will also be studying how much it costs to run the program since it's never been done before.
We do believe in the end there will be a cost savings, but we just need to fully quantify that. And even if it was a slightly increased cost, I think that's something that our citizens are really interested in.
Reno is only the second city in the state to take on the pesticide-free program after Carson City. Julia Ritchie, Reno Public Radio News.